Hello.
Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are conducting an opinion survey in your area about issues facing your community, and we would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, I need to know if it has reached you on a cell phone, and if so, are you in a place where you can talk safely without endangering yourself and others?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. Just 1 second. Am I speaking to David Hopkins?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Before we begin, just to confirm again, you're in a safe place where you can talk correctly, right?
Yes.
And am I speaking to you in a cell phone or in a house phone? House phone, sorry.
Cell.
Thank you so much.
Cell.
Are you registered to vote at your home address in New Mexico?
Yes.
Thank you so much. In which county are you registered to vote?
Doña Ana.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, political blog, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure we have a representative sample, in what year were you born?
1959.
Thank you so much. Now, what is the last grade you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices, how likely will you say that you are to vote in the November election? Are you not at all likely, not very likely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming November elections for the United States Congress, if the election for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate from this district?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Say that again.
Sorry, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Disapprove.
Okay, would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, changing topic for a moment, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics here in New Mexico and nationally. For each one, please tell me first whether you have heard of the person. Then, if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone that you don't know too much about it, just tell me and we'll go into the next one. The first one is Gabe Vasquez, strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you. We also have Kamala Harris.
So I thought these were for local on New Mexico.
Yes, we are doing local New Mexico and nationally. So we have Kamala Harris, strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, no opinion.
Strongly unfavorable.
Thank you. We also have Donald Trump, strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, never heard of, no opinion.
Somewhat favorable.
We also have Joe Biden, strongly favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable.
Strongly unfavorable.
And we also have Yvette Harrell, strongly favorable, somewhat unfavorable, strongly unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. Which of the following issue areas would you say is the most important issue in deciding your vote for the United States Congress? If you had to pick one or two as the most important issues, would it be the economy and jobs, illegal immigration and border security, healthcare, social security and Medicare, crime and drugs, national security and foreign affairs, government spending and the debt, the environment and climate change, education, abortion, taxes, inflation and cost of living like groceries and gas, protecting democracy? Which one or two would you say are the most important for you?
Illegal immigration and government spending.
Okay, thank you. Just 1 second. Okay, and thinking again about the upcoming November elections, how interested are you in the elections for president, the U.S. Senate, the U.S. Congress, and other offices? Please rate your interest from 1 to 10, which 1 means that you have no interest at all in this election, and 10 means that you are extremely interested. Of course, you can choose any number between 1 and 10.
Ah, 10.
Thank you. Now, thinking some more about this year's November election, as you may have heard, President Joe Biden recently dropped out the presidential race and is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris to take his place. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? If the candidates were Kamala Harris, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent, Chase Oliver, Libertarian, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Trump.
Would you say that definitely Trump or probably Trump?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote between Gabe Vasquez, Democrat, and Yvette Harrell, Republican?
Yvette Harrell.
Would you say definitely Harrell or probably Harrell?
Not you. Definitely.
Thank you so much. Next, I'd like to read to you some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Gabe Vasquez, these are the types of statements you might hear in the course of a political campaign. After I read each one, please tell me if that statement makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Gabe Vasquez, or if it makes no difference for you to vote for him. First one says, as crossing of our southern border rose, Gabe Vasquez called what was happening at the southern border, quote, non-existent threat. Now migrant crime is ravaging New Mexico. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference at all?
Less likely.
Thanks. Gabe Vasquez supporter immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down, let's just get rid of it immediately. Will that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no difference to vote for Gabe Vasquez?
What was the issue? I didn't quite get that.
Gabe Vasquez supported immediately ending oil and gas exploration in New Mexico, stating, quote, shut it all down, let's just get rid of it immediately.
Oh, yeah. So definitely less likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez voted against the Parents' Bill of Rights legislation that gives parents more access and control over their children's public education and allows them to know what their children are being taught in school. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
much less likely.
Thank you so much. Even with the surge of fentanyl flowing across our border and New Mexico having the 8th highest overdose death rate in the country, Gabe Vasquez voted against border security plan to crack down on drug traffickers that are using the southern border to sneak drugs into our country and local communities. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez supports the Biden-Harris administration's war on New Mexico energy and supported a liberal plan pushed by environmental extremists, which could cost as much as $93 trillion and will kill New Mexico's oil and gas industry and decimate funding for our schools. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez has voted with the Biden-Harris administration 90% of the time and supported their policies that left us, with record high prices and the worst border crisis in American history. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez is a defund the police Democrat who was open to replacing police officers with psychologists and has supported reduced penalties on violent crime, including carjackings, holding views more extreme than most New Mexico Democrats. Much more likely, somewhat
much,
more likely.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Gabe Vasquez called for defunding the police, saying, quote, "It's not just about defunding the police, it's about defunding a system that privileges white people over everybody else."
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez reportedly was caught calling a former colleague the N-word.
Much less likely.
While New Mexico families are struggling to get by, Gabe Vasquez has repeatedly backed efforts to provide taxpayer-funded benefits to illegal immigrants. While on the Las Cruces City Council, Gabe Vasquez supported a program that extends healthcare to illegal immigrants. Vasquez also praised plans to expand for students' aid and to set aside $10.5 billion in cash payments to illegal immigrants.
Much less likely.
While crisis at the border has allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the country, Gabe Vasquez supports policies that will make it worse. Not only does Vasquez support abolishing ICE, Vasquez has voted against giving resources to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection to crack down on human trafficking and drug smuggling, and voted against funding 22,000 Border Patrol agents to help secure the border.
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez says investing in oil and gas is irresponsible, even though the oil and gas industry contributes roughly $1.4 billion annually to the New Mexico public schools.
Yeah, much less likely.
Earlier this year, an arrest warrant was issued for Gabe Vasquez after he failed to appear in court.
Yeah, much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez is a member of a group that supports sex change drugs for minors.
Much less likely.
Gabe Vasquez backs policies that encourage illegal immigration and supports sanctuary cities, which prevent local law enforcement from working with federal agencies like ICE.
Much less likely.
Thank you so much. Now that you heard some more information, if the election for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Gabe Vasquez, the Democrat, or Yvette Herald, the Republican?
Yvette Herald.
Would you say definitely Herald or probably Herald?
No, definitely.
Now, just a few more questions about yourself for statistical purposes. Despite how you might feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
independent.
Do you? Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative in most issues? On most issues.
Oh, I thought we were done. What was that again?
Oh, no, sorry, we're almost done. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on your most issues?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your race? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And you're currently single, never married, unmarried, or and living with partner, married, separated, widowed, or divorced?
Divorced.
Thank you so much. Now, just for statistical purposes, and despite how you may feel today, please tell me for whom did you vote in the election? For the president in November 2020, Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, Joe Jorgensen, Libertarian, Howie Hawkins, Green?
Trump.
Thank you. Okay, that was the last question. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
You too. Thanks.